This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on? It's the Good Day program. That's what we're here to do, to get into everybody's face that's doing bad things. We'll fix you. We'll fix that. Fix it. Fix. Where are the fixers? Remember how George Bush used to be, I'm the decider? Well, I'll take on the role of the fixer. Doug Steffen, fixer, along with Jay Kirshner, fixette.
That doesn't How's sound that? Like a Denzel Washington movie, The Fixer.
The Fixer, right. And so that brings me around to thinking out loud about all these, people that spend all this time talking about bad. We all seem to get wrapped up in it to a certain extent. I try to stay away from it as much as possible. But then I think to myself, okay, the things that get attention seem to be bad. That's why I start each hour with something that's good, something that will impress you that you haven't heard and probably won't hear anywhere else, that will give you inspiration. And then I try to start each hour with a question, or each portion of the program with some kind of question. So my question here is, as we think about what's going on, the AI thing has got everybody all stirred up with good reason, but then why predict bad things? As there's a reality, yes. And so somebody asked me, okay, Doug, why do you think this is going to be bad? Because my cynical self says that the nincompoops who are in charge of pretty much everything are just that. They're nitwits, nincompoops, incompetents. And so why would we not expect something bad to happen? And so then from that, you think, okay, what can I do? I can't control what other people do, but I can control what I do. And if you think about that, maybe enough people think about it in a positive way rather than the negative way. You control your being. You control what you do. You control your life. You control your circumstances. So don't let it outperform you. If each one of us...
attitudes.
Say again, Jay?
And we are the ones in control of our attitudes.
Yeah.
If we can't control a certain situation, try to think about it differently.
Right. Please do that, if you don't mind. That would be great. All right, here's an amazing story about a girl who was abducted back in 2017, has been found safe after a Netflix Unsolved Mystery episode. This came from an episode. This is actually the episode focuses or starts back in Illinois in 2017. This girl was 9 years old. Her name is Kayla Unbahan, now 15 years old, located in Asheville, North Carolina. A store employee called police after recognizing this girl's mother who abducted her back in 2017. So the girl was abducted from her home by her mother, and moved from Chicago suburb, Naperville, I think. And they moved down to Asheville, North Carolina. Now, so is this girl happy or unhappy?
That was my question, too.
Uh-huh.
It was the non-custodial mother, so was she in danger with her mother? Did she want to stay with her mom?
Yeah, is this really a good thing?
Well, and at this point, she's 15, so I think that while she may not have the ultimate say in her own life at this time, mm-hmm. I think that this will probably go to court and everything, but she will be listened to some extent, and she can say if she wants to go back with her father, she can at least give her two
So what was going on? Why did her father, Ryan, get custody of her when she was 9 years old. What was going on between the mother and the father?
Something,
it must have been
clearly.
Something screwy.
But this also goes to show that this was the story was featured in the Netflix Unsolved Mysteries, and how many years later that somebody happened to still see it and think, oh my gosh, I recognize these people
and think
called
about
authorities.
The fleeting moment, though, think about that, too. The fleeting moment that that woman's image might have been on the television program, and for this person to recognize her from having seen that that moment, that's, I mean, literally,
yeah.
It's a moment in time.
It's not just some kind of entertainment documentary kind of situation. I mean, Unsolved Mysteries, even before it was featured on Netflix, it has been around for how many decades? It was one of those things that a lot of people watch. But then you realize this is staying in people's minds. When somebody sees something like this, it stays in their mind. And then when they see something there, it has that immediate recall of, wait, why do I know this person? And in this situation, she happened to be found because of it.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. All right, speaking about amazing and how the Earth changes, what an amazing planet we live on. How many people know where Jakarta, Indonesia is? James, do you know where Jakarta is? Ever heard of it before?
I do not. Enlighten me.
Okay. All right. Well, this is an area. Indonesia is certainly, I can't imagine that most people, if they understand world history or they understand the world and where the countries are, et cetera, et cetera. Indonesia is down, when I say down, down in really far Southeast Asia and the Pacific. And it happens that it's surrounded by a sea called the Java Sea. And what's happening now, what's being uncovered, is that this is like Venice, Italy. We know the story about Venice. It's a city built on water. The water is either rising or the city is sinking or both. Well, it happens that that's going on in Jakarta as well. They have gone down apparently because they're running out of water. And this seems rather strange when there's a city that's built on water. But people, because there's no public water supply, they're drilling down through the core of the city, the shell, the shelf, if you will, into the water supply below. And because of that, there are hundreds of wells, and now the city is sinking because the water isn't holding it up anymore because they're using the water. There are 10 million people that live in this area. And by the way, Jakarta is about half the size of New York City. So think about 10 million people living in a city. New York proper has, I think, 8.5 million people that live in it. And then the surrounding area has another 7 or 8 million people when you go to the Bronx and Brooklyn and, you know, those places.
Mm-hmm.
But think about 10 million people living in this area, and another 20 million people live within 14 miles of the center of Jakarta. So the president of Indonesia is trying to figure out how to make this, how to fix the problem. And what they're going to do is move the capital of Indonesia from Jakarta to someplace else so that people will get out. Isn't that interesting? So, is that a solution? I guess that's a question that remains. But
I would think, yes. Well, and it's sinking and it floods all the time.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you almost expect this from any place built on the delta anyway? And this is a mega city built on a delta.
The world is changing. It continues to change. It's always changing. These islands didn't exist a billion years ago. And I dare say 100, 200,000 years from now, they won't exist again. But in the meantime, this is an area that's south of Malaysia, right on the Indian Ocean, if you will, and the Sea of the Java Sea. And so, this, you know, people want to live where the ocean is. Even a place like this, they want to be close to the water for all kinds of reasons, some of them practical and some of them just fun. But think about where you're living and what would happen if, like, Cleveland began to sink into Lake Erie. Right? I mean, that's just something. think about that, Jay. Cleveland, the headline is Cleveland sinks into Lake Erie.
Yep. Everyone be like, oh, the Browns lost again?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay, the debt ceiling standoff continues. Meetings this week between the Republicans and the Democrats as the deadline looms. The president has to make a deal, and the Republicans won't make a deal on the debt ceiling unless these people cut spending, which is appropriate. Why are they fighting so much about this? What do you have? What's the stake that Biden has, and what's his face that runs the Senate, Schumer? What's the big deal about cutting spending? We just went through the budget process in my hometown of Framingham, and they zero-lined the school department for the first time. They start at zero instead of just keep adding on. The federal government just keeps adding on. And if you don't spend the money, then it goes away. So that's why all these departments, they say at the end of the fiscal year, okay, we got to spend this money. Let's go. What are we going to buy? It's ludicrous. And anyway, so what the Republicans are trying to get them to do is stop that. And that's what they should be doing. Meanwhile, they have not acted, and they have until, what, Memorial Day, I think, to make this thing work? The end of May. I find...
Which is very quickly approaching.
Yes, it is. Yep, exactly. I don't know. I just find this to be... It's really frustrating to have something that's so obvious be so difficult to do. Okay. The Russians have been in Ukraine now for 15 months. They were going to be out in 15 days, remember? We'll be in and out, and we'll take them over. Well, let's see, the resources, disunity with the Russians, the resources are drying up. There's no unity in the ranks. But Putin, yeah, we're gonna make this work. Anyway, I think they shot down some hypersonic missiles. These were very sophisticated weapons, so if the Russians can't make that work, you got to wonder how much of a threat are they really to the rest of the world. And then we move away from them and think about what China is doing. I'm surprised China hasn't given the Russians some of their weaponry. They've given them simple stuff. I don't think the Chinese trust the Russians, and I don't blame them. Well, why would you trust Vladimir Putin with some of your prized weaponry? The incompetence here is one of the big stories of our time. It really is. Unfortunately, it's about war, though. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or...
We'll be right back. wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 23 at the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Are you doing well? Jay, you're doing well. Right? I can tell.
Very well. Thank you.
And you're an inspiration to all of us, which is kind of a nice item. Nice to have somebody on my... Jay has my back. And so as a result of that, I have her back.
Yeah.
Which I hope be. Right? I mean, isn't that how partnerships are supposed to work that way?
Yes. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, go team go.
Go team go. That's what I like. Rah, rah, shush, kumbah. Right, what's the rest of Stefan, he's our man.
Yeah.
He can do it. Nobody can.
Yeah. Stand up, sit down, fight.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, let's see if we can what we can do here. Speaking of fighting, Demi Moore is supporting her daughter, lady who is the daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore. What's all this body shaming?
Right? This is sick.
This is sick.
I believe Tallulah is the youngest of the three daughters between Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. And she has been very open about some abuse in her past by somebody who was not a family member. She has been very open about her eating disorder and overcoming it. And she is by no means a hefty woman at all. She's not.
And I don't think I've ever seen a picture of her. I wouldn't know her from Adam, but
yeah, but even if she were, just the fact that body shamers are constantly sliding into her DMs, commenting and saying that she's fat.
Business is it of yours, you jerks?
Exactly, and especially because she has been vocal about her eating disorder, that she was overcoming something, and she shared a lot of these DMs to her Instagram just to also promote that people who are going through something like this are not alone. Let the haters hate because they don't really need to have a say in your life. And her mom is coming to bat for her, like, hey, good for you. Share your light, you're awesome. Her stepmother is coming to bat for her, like, all the mama bears are out here for you. It's great to see people rallying around anybody, but I also think about these people who are DMing these kind of comments of like, oh, you got fat again. Oh, you're fat now. You're very cringy. Like, those were some of the things that people had said. Think about, what is that one saying that we are oftentimes hardest on those closest to us? So if these people are saying something like this behind a keyboard to someone they don't even know, what are they like to the people who are regularly in their lives? And also, happy people don't do this to other people. Happy people, content people within their own lives are not body shaming or shaming on any level other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that may be a good question for us to ask of our friends who are following us on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Jay will post a question because she's good at posing the questions. And so your thoughts certainly welcome there, as well as 855-999-DOUG, which is 855-999-3684. I like the comments. When I look at the names of people, I like it when I, as I've said to you many times, I don't like to see the same names over, and I see more and more names, more and more people participating. When I do recognize the names, I'm thinking, okay, some of these people are really friends. They follow us, and they spend time to tell us what's happening. I got a kick out of Jennifer's cousin, Dave Sweeney, her mother's name is Sweeney. Jennifer's mother's name is Sweeney. So this is the son of, I think, her sister. And the reason I bring it up is because I'm always surprised at people who actually finding out people who actually listen to the program. I've been doing this for so long. You know, for me, our conversation is between us. It's you and me having a conversation, and maybe we bring James in from time to time and other experts or people that we have that are regulars on the program. And then you look at all of these people who take the time to respond, whether, you know, it's a note on social media or they send you a note. It's just kind of cool. So thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August and September of 2019.
Thanks for listening as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
You talk too much, you even worry my pet. Just talk. You talk too much. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Talk about people you never know. You talk about people wherever you go. That's our job here, isn't it? We don't get accused of talking too much.
Oh, yeah, we straight up gossip.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is the talk program that lots of people are talking about because it's a good talk program. Talk. Good day to Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, on the eve of greater things happening, right? We think about things that are wrong. We think about pain, right? This is an old expression, no pain, no gain. But with pain and thinking about how you gain, don't you get strength out of that? You know, you can use the visual of muscle and building muscle and how that sometimes hurts, but At the end, you're stronger than you were before. You want to keep muscle. I'm a great believer in muscle on men and women. I think it's not only attractive, but it's important as you get older to hold your bones together. Got no muscle, the body's going to go clunk.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what is it? Use it or lose it. And we see a lot of times professional athletes who have a lot of muscle. I feel like we see it a lot with gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get out of their sport and they're not working regularly, that muscle then turns into fat, and then they have to work a little bit harder to get toned up again.
Right, exactly. So think about, I guess, along with thinking about pain, there's a contradiction, not a contra, there's a contretemps. Pain, when you have pain, it gains you in terms of strength. If you're working out, and if you're a sad sort, you're unhappy about something, is the experience that makes you sad making you wiser? Was there wisdom achieved with the sad experience, right? And the same thing can be said for fear. If you're afraid of something, do you overcome it? And is that sort of, does that create a renewal in you? You're overcoming fear? I think that there's a lot to be learned. And if we pay attention to what's going on around us, universally or individually, I think that I guess it's just about being conscious. Maybe that's a simple way of looking at the situation, whatever situation you are living in. It's being conscious. Please be a conscious sort. Now, question comes looking around. One of the big radio companies is in big trouble financially. And so I was thinking about, and I had this conversation with the president of the bank yesterday, who had some rather, I don't know if we'd call it scary news, but he, along with most other people in the banking business, are concerned about the three banks. He calls this an artificial government-created recession, and I agree with him 100%. And these people who are not thinking about what the small business person, this bank is a small bank, and it relies on lending money to small businesses. That's their business. Small business is their business. The big companies loan, the big banks loan money to big companies. Small banks loan money to small Main Street companies. Maybe $100,000, $200,000, $250,000. That's a normal loan for a small business. And so he's telling me, we spent an hour yesterday talking about the state of economy, the loans that can be had or can't had, and they basically stopped lending money. They've stopped. Think about that. This is the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, and they've stopped saying yes to loans from good prospects. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
What it means, it boils right down to the government messing around so badly in a circumstance the bankers understand. You know, there are going to be bad banks, like this, the West Coast Bank was run poorly by people that didn't really know what they were doing. But is that a reason to put everybody on guard and to set the world on fire when it comes to stocks? No, there's still good bargains to be had, good stocks to buy. But, you know, you look at, I'm a radio guy, so I want to support my business. And one of the three biggest companies, Audacity, is in trouble. Their stock is delisted because it went down to 9 cents yesterday, the day before. So they take it off the stock market, so they have no investors. The investors can't get their money out, and you can't put money in. And if they need money, like most businesses do right now, you can't get it. So this artificial creation of the government is going to put a heck of a lot of good small businesses out of business because they can't, they've created the situation where small businesses need to borrow money, and they've created the situation where they can't. And why would they do this? Who wins in the end? This is a very cynical look from somebody who doesn't like being cynical, but the reality is there's more going on here, and it's a lot more important than what's-her-face Boebert getting divorced from her husband. Who cares? But yet that's the...
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Everybody,
a lot of people are leading with right now.
Yeah, right. Screw that's ridiculous. So the question is it a good time to invest in stocks? And the answer is, it's always a good time to invest in stocks if you can pick the right ones. It's a game of chess. It's a gamble. And if you don't have any expertise, you are a dope if you invest in stuff that you don't know anything about. You are. You're stupid to put money. Why would you put money into something you have no idea? Oh, my next door neighbor bought this stock in this company, so I'm going to buy it too. I got a tip. You're crazy. But if you look around, maybe you find somebody that you trust. If you can find an investment counselor who's driving a very expensive car, that'd be the first step. And people laugh. What do you do? Why are these? Because that's, to me, if the guy who's selling you the stock or pointing you in the direction of a good stock doesn't drive a good car or live in a big house, then there's something kind of, maybe, you know, you can poke holes in that a little bit. But I think the first indicator of whether somebody is successful in that business is how they wear their success. What kind of a suit does he wear? You know, you can say, oh, that's very superficial, Doug. Not when it comes to looking at somebody who's picking stocks. They want to look prosperous so that you will think that if they're good, that you will listen to them and buy the stuff they're recommending. Or maybe you pick stuff on your own. Maybe you go to Charles Schwab and you pick your own stuff. But it's a fabulous time to be buying stocks. Now, every day, no matter when, is a fabulous time to buy them if you know what you're buying. If you don't know, you can't,
what? And
excuse me, you get what you deserve.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of people will, if they don't know what they're doing, they will just go with what other people are doing or what people that they respect are doing.
And they're always too
late. A lot of the people who advise a lot of this stuff say, don't do that. Actually look into stuff, find something that you feel good about, something that you are actually interested in, because then you will be more engaged with it. You'll pay more attention.
But invest in something that you know about. Like I would invest if I had money. I didn't invest in myself, basically. I would be putting it into some radio company, something, or some agricultural company, because I know about ag. And I know about, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. So you focus on what you know a lot, the little thing, a little bit of info, not a little bit of info, the small circle of in your life that you know a whole lot about, right? Like if you're a bus driver, you know about the bus. So would you invest in the company that makes the buses? Yeah, if you can find the best company. Then, yeah, you put money into that. Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. It's just pretty amazing. Some people say, well, I'm going to invest in Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex. But I'll tell you something, you can make a lot of money. If you don't have a conscience, and that's kind of, there are some people that want to invest the consciousness of social companies. There's a lot of stuff now. There are groups of stocks put together that are socially responsible. That's the way they refer to it, right? And so anyway, I'm thinking about like the drug companies. You know, I don't like them. But if I was just solely, I wouldn't invest in a drug company because I don't like them. But there are a lot of people putting money into them because they're making a lot of money. Okay. Speaking of drugs, are we facing an acute drug shortage? There are patients, you know, all this advertising. You say advertising doesn't work, or you might question, well, does advertising work? Well, it works so well that many of the drug companies are now facing a shortage. Delays in treatment for serious diseases have been, the delays are more notable now because they can't get drugs. The hospitals can't get drugs. One of the reasons is because we've discouraged drugs from being made in China, which I guess is a good thing, but maybe it's not such a good thing in this circumstance, at least for now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or there's recalls, things aren't being stored properly, or you have people who are buying, off-label, like, look at the diabetes drug, Ozempic, Wegovy. There's another
Ozempic. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're mainly for type 2 diabetes, but a lot of people are being prescribed for weight loss. And there is one that is actually FDA approved, and I can't remember the name of it now, but it might not work as well as the other two I just mentioned. Or you have, I've been waiting for almost a full week for my inhaler, and it's just not in stock. Fortunately, it's not a rescue inhaler.
You okay?
But I mean, I am suffering, but I'm not going to go into, like, I can still breathe.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are dealing with life-saving things that they can't get at the ready. They have to go to the ER where they can have it administered by a doctor, and they have to be there. They can't just get the prescriptions. There's crazy. None.
Speaking of crazy, story from Germany this week. A court has convicted 5 men in a museum heist. This is like National Treasure, right? Remember those movies with, what's his face, Nicolas Cage? Isn't it? You remember the things they were stealing from the museums?
Oh, yes, yeah. The first one was fantastic. Well,
they were good movies.
National Treasure, the very first one was really good.
Yeah. So anyway, these guys, these Germans in their 20s, got prison sentences from 4 years to 6 years. They stole 21 pieces of jewelry with 4,300 diamonds worth $129 million. And they got caught. So this is at the Green Vault Museum. They said the stolen items at the time included a large diamond brooch. I don't know. You know, so I don't pay. You know what I think about diamonds? The most spectacularly overrated things in the history of mankind. But anyway, they had a lot of $114 million.
This is like an Ocean's 11 situation.
Yeah,
like they were watching too many movies.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting, convicting 5 members of, and basically they were a crime family stealing these jewels. This was a very secure museum as well. All righty, boys and girls, that's some of the information that we have for you as to what's going on around the world at 48 after the hour.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Favorite times on the Good Day program is the good time you have with Warren Eckstein. So for a good time, call Warren on the pet show every weekend. Yes. What is the number? Come on. Give me the number for the pet show.
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
My phone number, 1-800-430-HUGS. 1-800-430-HUGS. There you go. I'm such a promotional guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're very good at it. 800-403-HUGS?
No, 430-HUGS.
430-HUGS. All right. You got questions about your pet? Call Warren on the weekend at the pet show. 800-430-HUGS.
Oh, no, that's not. That's my office number. Look what you did to me, Doug.
What?
That's not the radio number. I don't know.
What's the radio number?
I have no idea.
Wait, but you put it on the air. You've been using the number for 40 years, you turkey. What do you mean you don't know?
The number is...
Where's Denise?
877-725-8255. I have to look it up.
Okay, good. 877.
43 years on the air. I don't know the phone number.
That's what I'm saying.
877-725-8255. Call on Saturday.
All right. That 8255, we always used to use those numbers because it spells talk. Okay. So 877-725. You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
How long have you been on the air?
Doug, if it doesn't pee, I don't deal with it, okay? I have a sign on my desk that says that.
If it doesn't pee, I'm not dealing with it. Call it Warren. If you've made head nor tail out of all these damn numbers, 877-725-8255 on the weekend for advice on your dog. Okay.
Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's it. Right. Well, they can call you on KRLA, too. Is it the same number?
Yeah. No, it's a different number. Don't ask me. Please, don't. Please.
Oh, my God. Get Denise to send me the number. Good God. All right. Here are The story of three dogs rescued from an apartment fire in downtown Portland. Firefighters rescuing the people, but they seem to spend more time getting the dogs out than did the people, which says something sometimes. They're more concerned. Well, the animals are... What happens to the psyche of an animal if they're caged or caught in that circumstance? You know the psychology.
They panic. They panic just like people. They panic or they just totally freeze. A lot of times when a dog gets panic-stricken, they freeze. They just freeze up. Lots of times when your dog first comes to a shelter, for example, and they're put in a cage, they just totally freeze up. That's why I always tell people, never judge a dog or cat while they're being incarcerated.
So it's something, and can you teach a dog how to act in a circumstance like this?
Depending on circumstances, you know, it depends. For example, I had to train dogs to react, not to react to gunfire or bombs going off. So, you know, you can teach them to respond to different things. It's gradual. Just like with people, it's gradual exposure and a lot of positive reinforcement. But speaking of rescue dogs, I didn't even know this existed. I'm ashamed that I didn't. For lost dogs now, they now have drone technology, and they're using it. They have drone technology, high-tech drones with thermal imaging, and they're finding a lot of dogs and cats that have gotten lost using this drone technology. I think it's a phenomenal idea. I'd like to see it done a lot more. The worst thing for a pet guardian, I can't imagine losing your dog or your cat got out and you can't find your dog or cat, and lots of times it doesn't end up positive. But I think this drone technology with the thermal imaging, I think it's a great idea, and it's helping some rescues find a lot of dogs. So that's kind of a high-tech for the future. I think it's a great thing to do. I guess it would work well for children as well. But for dogs, I know it works because they've already rescued literally hundreds of dogs using it.
Well, I'm looking at the lady who's responsible for this and what she has done, this drone situation, reuniting families with their lost puppies. And so this is... this is not only being used here in America, but also in Europe, because, we're all very close. We love our dogs, and wherever this stuff can be, I'm sure there's somebody making a buck on it, but why not? The dogs would, if they couldn't find them, who knows? My neighbor had one of those large curly-haired dogs cropped in. I forget what they call them, but it was a wonderful dog. Went out into the woods. You know, I live in an area where the farm area, a lot of open land and woods. There's 800-900 acres of woods behind my farm. So this dog ran out into the woods and was chasing something and jumped on top of a pile of leaves and then jumped over them and fell onto a stick that impaled the dog and killed it. And so
anything that'll get them home safely, I'm in favor of.
Okay. Yeah, right. This is a great
microchipping
idea.
Tags and the drone. Yeah.
I'm glad you called and you brought it to our attention. All right, Warren Eckstein, 877-725-TALK on the weekend and the afternoon on Saturdays. It's 59 after here on Good Day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.